catching a weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Totally looking forward to the weekend because we've got the precinct meetings tomorrow morning. I've got the Lyon County. Well, actually, everybody has the Lyon County Lincoln Day dinner. If you'd like to go, it's going to be a great weekend. Thanks for joining me on the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you're as jazzed as I am for the weekend because there's just all kinds of stuff going on. So whatever you're into, whether it be arts or off-road or getting involved with government, do it and have a good time. Because as you heard the tribute to Kobe there, you never know. You just never know. Don't be one of those people that when you pass, somebody comes and says, well, he always wanted to do this. Or he never got a chance to. It was always his dream to. We shouldn't have bucket lists. Just get out there and do it. Ugh. Hate to sound like Nike there. It's a great slogan, but wish it had a better company it represented. Why am I starting a Friday fun show like this? Because we have it here at home as well. And I do want to mention, just in case you would like to attend, because it's at 1 o'clock this afternoon, there is a man who was a lifelong Republican, World War II veteran, and he was the founder of the Republican Jewish Coalition of Northern Nevada. He passed away on Wednesday, and his memorial is today. He passed away just 1 week after his 94th birthday. And he is going to be missed by just a huge part of this community. He worked tirelessly to get Republicans elected. That was a mission for him. But he did so many other wonderful things with his life as well. And everybody who knew him personally absolutely loved him. Don Kaplan. You, my sweet soul, will be so missed. So his funeral is today at 1 o'clock at Temple Emmanuel over on Manzanita, corner of Manzanita and Lakeside. If you have the time, even if you're not able to attend, show your respects for a truly wonderful man and a loss to our community. That's how you make a difference. That's how you live your life. You make a difference in your community. And it starts by participating. 8:30 tomorrow morning. Here in Washoe County, it's our precinct meeting caucus. So please, show up. Be there. Participate. I was telling a wonderful group of ladies on Wednesday night, the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club, as we had our monthly meeting dinner, that if you don't attend something like this, then you are giving your vote and your voice to someone else who might not have the same opinion. Because at these precinct meetings, this is who you are voting for in your community, your among your neighbors, to go further on and be your voice. Shouldn't you personally decide who you want representing you? Don't just rely on other people's opinions. Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, we're all good guys. We're all nice ladies. But when it comes down to voting, might not be the same. It's so easy. All you have to do is log on to the Registrar of Voters, washoecounty.us. Get to the page for the Registrar of Voters. Put in your last name and your birthday. All your information will come up, including your precinct number. And there's a lot of them, so make sure you get the right one. Now go to washoegop.com. Right there on their front page, you click to find your precinct or your precinct location. And you just search the PDF. Just keep scrolling down. It starts at 1,000 and goes down into the nines. Find your precinct number there, and it tells you the location. Like, mine is Galena High School. So, show up. Registration, doors open at 8:30. Get there a little bit early. The meeting starts at 9, and they're hoping that it's not going to take any longer than 10:30. They're going to be out before 10:30. It's worth your time, and it's so important. If you feel like you want to participate on a step further, write this number down and just always keep it with you. We've been going back and forth and talking about, you know, well, it's important to stay attached to the federal government and see what they're doing with your money. And it's just as important to watch the local government and participate, because it all starts here. It all starts in your backyard and ripples out like a pebble in a pond. The U.S. Capitol Switchboard. Contact your congresspeople, your senators, anytime, whether they're of your political party or not. They are still your representatives. They are representatives for the American people. 202-224-3121. Again, that's 202-224-3121. Let your voice be heard. Because, boy, are we going to let our voice be heard starting Saturday, February 8th. I have great news for you. Great news. People think that this is just a, you know, little gathering of people that are going to go out and try to get signatures to recall a very powerful governor. The recall of Governor Sisolak. they look at Facebook and they say, oh, they've got a few thousand people. No. Facebook caps at 8,000 to tell you how many people are participating just on Facebook. But the numbers are in the five digits, as in thousands of people. Every single county. And these are just the people, 28,000 people, who have just signed up to volunteer to go out and get those signatures. If we are that strong all across the state of Nevada, imagine how quickly it's going to go to collect 250,000 signatures. I've actually requested multiple petitions because there's only 100 signatures on each petition. And I know I can get a lot more than that. I know you're thinking, yeah, but Monica, what do we do? Next Saturday, February 8th, I will have my petitions in hand. And so will all of the other people that are the leads in their communities and counties. And they will start gathering signatures. And there's only a couple of conditions. You have to have voted in the 2016? When 2018. When was that darn guy elected? You have to have voted in the 2018 election. And you can only sign the petition in your county. So if you voted in Washoe County, you need to sign the Washoe County petition. And we only have a short time to do it. I will make sure that I give you all the information that you need after next Saturday, so probably the Monday or even the Friday before, once we have the locations put into place, of where you can sign the petition. But I've also told groups that I will make myself available to actually come to your group meetings. The Nevada Patriots out there. There's another new group starting up called the Great Awakening. There are women's clubs that I have agreed to come to their meetings and have the petitions available for them. So this will be done. This is the power of you participating. And if you don't want to sign it, that's fine too. But just remember, when you don't participate, you throw away your voice. But then again, not signing it is also a way of participating. If you're okay with how he's running Nevada. It's the Monica J. Show, 884-9910, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
So glad you're with me on the Monica J. Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Getting it going over, starting up the talk on this Friday with recalling Governor Sisolak. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Barney Wadley, who is one of the organizers of the Recall Sisolak petition recall. And Barney, are you excited?
Monica, I am excited. This is one of the biggest events that's happened in Nevada politics in quite a few years. And this is a show that the people of Nevada do not want the strong arm tactics of this governor. So, yes, we're very, very excited, and we're ready for the recall to start on February 8th.
So, Barney, if people want to have petitions at their place of business or they want to help collect signatures, what do they need to do?
Well, they need to contact either myself or in the case of Washoe County, we have two leaders in Washoe County, John and Kelly, and they would be more than happy to put the petitions at businesses. However, the one little sticker is John and Kelly up in Washoe County, and this goes for all 17 counties, are responsible for every single petition that goes out. They have to have them back, and according to the Secretary of State, and it's not the gentleman, and I'm talking to at the Secretary of State, but it is the Secretary of State's office that has thrown up quite a few little roadblocks in the past week against our recall. We have certain criteria for getting the petition signed, and so we would have to train the individual business owners in what to do, what to look for, and exactly how to do it. But yes, we would love to have them have the petitions on their counter, well, behind their counters, and collect signatures for us.
Yeah, you can't just leave this around because people will steal it. You know, if they know that it's in your location and you're not watching, because that's what the left does. Any type of counter operation. Oh, no pun intended there.
Right. Yeah. We ran into a little problem this last week with the Secretary of State, and we're working through that. We have a session with a election counsel or lawyer, and hopefully we can get this worked out before the 8th. If we can't, we may have to postpone it for a day or two until we get this little problem worked out.
The thing that confuses me most is, isn't the recall process, isn't the whole thought of removing someone from our government, isn't that supposed to be the will of the people? Why are all these roadblocks being thrown up?
Well, yes, you are 100% right. This is the way that the common person can get rid of a governor, in this case a governor, that is not following the U.S. and Nevada constitutions, and that is doing things against the will of the people of Nevada. It's turning into a deal where the Secretary of State's office and the legislature are making it so expensive for the common person to do a recall that it makes it very hard for anybody other than large packs or stuff to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And I have to thank you from myself and all of the people who are just waiting because you and Angela starting this ball rolling, you coming on board, Linda, and everybody else who has the passion and the courage to do this, because you guys have been up against a lot. And I just have to say thank you, because I honestly can't imagine anybody else taking this on. And you have done it, and you've kept at it for months and months and months and almost years, Barney. And we're almost there. How long do you have to get the signatures?
We will have 90 days to get roughly 250,000 signatures statewide. We have to get to make things work out to the letter. We have to get about 25% in each county. However, the Secretary of State qualified that for us and said, well, you don't really have to get 25% in each county. You have to get 25% statewide. So this was a big relief to us, not having to maintain the 20% in each of the 17 counties.
Well, it's a concern to me that the Secretary of State's office is dragging its feet and, you know, having to interpret things and clarify things that have to have multiple clarifications. I know what you've gone through. So, yeah. Barney, I've got to go. I've got a Fox News break I've got to do here. Where can people go to find the contact people for their area?
They can go to www.fightfornevada.com. Or they can find us on Facebook at Stand Up Nevada. And the other one is Recall Governor Sisolak. Those are our two Facebook pages.
And if you see somebody send out a link to sign the petition online, that is fraudulent. It's fake. Don't fall for it. Barney Wadley, thank you so much for your time. You know you are open to call in at any time. Thanks, Barney. It's been a long road, but we're coming to the end. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I am so glad you're with me. 884-9910, might be a few minutes. I got the lines stacking up here. So let's go to the phone lines and check in with Christy this morning. Hi, Christy.
Hey, Monica. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous because it's getting very close to petition time.
Oh, yeah. I have mine ready here at Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms, and I have them for, I think, four different counties, because Kelly is amazing. They're all amazing. Oh, my gosh, these people have just stepped up, and I'm just blown away by what they do, by how organized they are. And I do have Carson County, Lyon County, Washoe County, and Douglas. I think the only one I don't have is Story. I'm sure Kelly will hear that, though, and get right on that. But I'm happy to put this petition out just as soon as it's ready to go, so people can come here and sign any one of those county petitions.
Okay, and where is here for people listening?
Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms, and I'm issuing a challenge to every other gun store in Northern Nevada. Get these petitions in your stores and on your counters. It is political, but it affects us. I mean, it's ridiculous that they're not joining in. So I'm issuing that challenge.
Well, you know, a lot of people look at it that, well, you know, as a business owner, we've got Democrats who come in here as well, and even Republicans who voted for Sisolak. So
yes.
They don't want to be involved.
Yes. However, he's violating things that affect Democrats and Republicans. It's not just about guns. But he's violating the law all over the place. I know that it's a bipartisan movement as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are,
it is.
You know, there's Democrats and liberals, and that's probably the same thing in most places, independents, all across the board are in the movement, helping out and doing everything else. So I'm just issuing a challenge. If you don't like what this governor's doing for this state, and I don't want to see Carson City go down to as the capital, turn into Las Vegas as the capital instead. That would kill us up here. Lots of reasons for the recall, and I also have the little handouts in here that talk about why.
You know, that's the important issue there, Christy, is getting people to understand why this recall is going on, and so many people saying, they can't put this together. You know, it's just a small group of people. But I tell you, this voice is mighty, and it has been done, and it's taken this long to get to this point because they are doing such a thorough job because they know they're going to be challenged.
Exactly. And all those people that said it couldn't happen need to get on board now.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Christy,
so thank
Battleborn,
you for what you do.
Oh, anytime. But, Christy, Battleborn Ammunition, where is it at? And list off the counties again what you have. But remember, people, you cannot sign them until February 8th.
Yes, exactly. Not until February 8th. Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms, we're at 4630 U.S. Highway 50 East. Unit 7, over by where Computer Corps and Doc's Vet are. I have Washoe County, Lyon County, Douglas County, and Carson County. And Kelly, if you're listening, if you could get me Story County, I think I would really be ready and able to go on February 8th.
All right, and there's the challenge to all the other gun stores out there. Where is your petition? Are you ready to put this out to protect not only yourself, your business, your neighbors, but to protect the laws, the Constitution of Nevada and the United States? Because you know what? When you keep letting this happen, when you keep letting the elected representatives just nip away at everything that they have been doing for 60, 70 years. Yeah, this isn't something new. This isn't something new. When you keep letting them do it, they just keep getting bolder and bolder and bolder. And somebody that Nevada is following, or something, is the state of California. Let's check in with John this morning for an update on the Election Integrity Project in California. And who ever thought that we would have to have something like that? But actually, it's incredible. Hi, John. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Monica, I participated in the 2016 election as an observer over in California, and witnessed several women who were part of the, the Women's Voter Committee or whatever the heck association that it's on the Democratic side. Anyway, and they were actually, I was in the election counting office and building and watched them. I was an observer, and I watched them change ballots that were questionable as to the signatures or the location where they were provisional ballots and stuff like that. And they ended up basically electing a guy to California representative. But in California, but I wanted to tell you that I just got a note from my friend in California that the Election Integrity Project is now working in Nevada and Arizona, and it seems that Tom Steyer and George Soros are paying $15 an hour for Democratic precinct workers to go around and try to harvest votes. And what they do is they'll go to somebody's house for four or five times and then collect their ballot and bring it back and, of course, and vote Democrat. So I want to let people know that that's what's happening with that harvesting. I tried to talk the Republican Party into doing something like that over here, and they said, no, we're not going to do it, because it turns out it's just because of money. So Tom Steyer and George Soros are basically really trying to take over the state of Nevada, and The Election Integrity Project is here in Nevada and in Arizona also. They have the Landmark Foundation, Legal Foundation. Judicial Watch is involved in this thing. Election attorney, federal election attorney, J. Christian Adams. And they're even talking about, I guess, Herman Cain has volunteered to be a spokesman for this whole thing to get it out across the United States. So people need to be aware of this. Remember that their votes are being stolen by $15 an hour George Soros and Tom Steyer stooges.
You know, John, that's what just really, really gets me, especially with the ballot harvesting, is the fact that you just follow the money. I've been asked, and Republican groups have been asked, why don't we use the same dirty tactics that the Democrats do? Why don't we go out, if people are just that lazy now that they can't cast their ballot, they can't put it in the mail, or they can't get to the polling place when rides are available, go around, get people, that why don't they do these things? And again, there you have it, John. It boils down to the money and Steyer and Soros, who all they do is complain about Trump and try and buy votes for Democrats. How do we fix this?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the thing is, the people, if we can, your radio station is broadcasting 50,000 watts, which I'm really pleased to know. The people that are listening, hopefully, to this radio program will spread the word among the folks and their neighbors and everything else and say, hey, you know, if you're really interested in your government, you need to be aware that somebody's trying to steal it from you, and these people are going to come around and they're smooth talk you and try to get you to vote for their ballot or give them a blank ballot, let them fill it out, just like a provisional thing that happened in California. And they actually overthrew elected people who had been elected in the night afterwards. They started pulling all these provisional ballots out of suitcases and trunks of cars and everything else, and totally reversed the entire election in the state of California.
Exactly, John, because I don't know where anybody in their right mind can, you know, there are a lot of suspicions about even putting your ballot into the mail, which is protected. But to have somebody come to your home, knock on your door, and say, have you sent it in? Would you like me to take it? You give it to a perfect stranger, you have no clue on where your vote is winding up.
That's
and
right.
I just, common sense is completely gone, John.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your time, and thank you for the update. Follow the money. Follow the money. I even have a story here on Steyer and Soros are funding a new group, a new coalition launched just to attack Mitch McConnell, because he's up for election. I mean, it's just, it's incredible the money that these people will spend to manipulate the government, to manipulate your vote. It just boggles the mind that what we could have done as a community, as humanity, fixing the ills of this country with the money they spend to take it over. I have not heard one thing come out of Tom Steyer's mouth, who has a home here in Nevada, who is running for president, except the vile for the current president of the United States, Donald Trump. I have heard nothing from this man who is going to make things better for all Americans, not just the people that he's pandering to. It's incredible. 884-9910, it's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. And I got to know. I got to hear from you. at 991fmtalk.com. That's the webpage. What do you think? Kansas City Chiefs or San Francisco 49ers? That's today's poll question. Yesterday's poll question, will the homeless issue be a part of your election decision in November? 61% are saying yes. I hope the elected representatives are paying attention to that. I'm going to bring that back when we come back because I got a little thing on one of our elected representatives. See how she's spending her time. Yeah. One of our state senators, or U.S. senators, actually, for Nevada. Coming up after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
All about talk. It's about communication here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show. We got big things happening today, and we are monitoring, of course, the Senate. And as soon as there is a vote on the witnesses or a vote on the acquittal, because I think the president's going to be acquitted, we will bring it to you immediately. Whatever show we have to interrupt, even mine. Because that's important for you to know. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Wow. Kansas City Chiefs or San Francisco 49ers? Your options are 49ers, Chiefs, or who cares? Right now, 75% are saying who cares. Even for Super Bowl Sunday, a lot of interest has been lost because of, well, the players kneeling. Not standing, putting their hands over their heart for the national anthem and the American flag. Sports used to bring us together, and now it seems to just meh. Yesterday's poll question, will the homeless issue be a part of your election decision in November? 61% of those participating said yes. Well, just want you to know that we have a senator here in this state that feels that she is doing your work, going out and being there for you. That, of course, would be Catherine Cortez Masto. Very proud of herself that, you know, she's cut the ribbon at the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, it's always nice to have elected officials around, but remember, when they show up at ribbon-cutting ceremonies or attending the Consumer Electronics Show, they're doing that on your dime. Yeah, on your dime. She's also very proud of the fact that she got over $13 million in grants awarded to address homelessness. Well, I don't see much of anything changing. $13 million to organizations in Las Vegas, Henderson, Boulder City, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Fallon, Winnemucca, and Pahrump. How much do you think either any of those communities gets? And it's really not helping get rid of the problem. It's just feeding the beast. I mentioned Tom Steyer, who's running for president, who also has a home here in Nevada. I still call him a California resident, though. Putting millions upon millions of dollars into Fix Our Senate, which is registered as a 501c4 nonprofit, which basically allows them to hide the identity of its donors. Now, the problem with this is Steyer is pushing for term limits. That's one of the things he's campaigning on. Yeah, I know we all like to say, oh, term limits, when you see people like Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. But really, term limits take away your vote. If someone is doing good, wouldn't you like to be able to reelect that person? Well, Steyer's Next Gen Climate Action Committee has paid out $25.9 million over the last few years, 4 years actually. And NextGen has provided 83% of the money that will go towards Democrat campaigns in seven swing states. That's what we need to get rid of. We need to get rid of outside money going into other states, influencing people's votes and influencing campaigns. That's the big problem. Follow the money. And follow me on social media. We'll be back for our next hour after this.